This episode is brought to you by IVP. Do you feel ill-equipped to respond to systemic issues of race? In our book, Faithful Anti-Racism, Chad Brennan and I remind readers that Christ has overcome the world, including racism. We call readers to put research-backed practices to immediate use, moving past talk and entering the fight against racism in hopeful ways. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Faithful Anti-Racism for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by Innervar City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, 2 Samuel, chapter 22, verses 1 through 25. David sings to the Lord. David sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord rescued him from the power of all his enemies, including Saul. He said, "The Lord is my high ridge, my stronghold, my deliverer. My God is my rocky summit where I take shelter. My shield, the horn that saves me, my stronghold, my refuge, my savior. You save me from violence. I called to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I was delivered from my enemies. The waves of death engulfed me. The currents of chaos overwhelmed me. The ropes of Sheol tightened around me. The snares of death trapped me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I called to my God. From his heavenly temple, he heard my voice. He listened to my cry for help. The earth heaved and shook. The foundations of the sky trembled. They heaved because he was angry. Smoke ascended from his nose. Fire devoured as it came from his mouth. He hurled down fiery coals. He made the sky sink as he descended. A thick cloud was under his feet. He mounted a winged angel and flew. He glided on the wings of the wind. He shrouded himself in darkness, in thick rain clouds. From the brightness in front of him came coals of fire. The Lord thundered from the sky. The Most High shouted loudly. He shot arrows and scattered them, lightning and routed them. The depths of the sea were exposed. The inner regions of the world were uncovered by the Lord's battle cry, by the powerful breath from his nose. He reached down from above and grabbed me. He pulled me from the surging water. He rescued me from my strong enemy, from those who hate me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in my day of calamity, but the Lord helped me. He brought me out into a wide open place. He delivered me because he was pleased with me. The Lord repaid me for my godly deeds. He rewarded my blameless behavior, for I have obeyed the Lord's commands. I have not rebelled against my God, for I am aware of all his regulations, and I do not reject his rules. I was blameless before him. I kept myself from sinning. The Lord rewarded me for my godly deeds. He took notice of my blameless behavior." Psalm 7, a musical composition by David, which he sang to the Lord concerning a Benjaminite named Cush. O Lord my God, in you I have taken shelter. Deliver me from all who chase me. Rescue me. Otherwise, they will rip me to shreds like a lion. They will tear me to bits, and no one will be able to rescue me. O Lord my God, if I have done what they say, or am guilty of unjust actions, or have wronged my ally, or helped his lawless enemy, may an enemy relentlessly chase me and catch me. May he trample me to death and leave me lying dishonored in the dust. Selah. Stand up angrily, Lord. Rise up with raging fury against my enemies. Wake up for my sake and execute judgment. You have decreed for them. The countries are assembled all around you. Take once more your rightful place over them. The Lord judges the nations. Vindicate me, Lord, because I am innocent, because I am blameless, O Exalted One. May the evil deeds of the wicked come to an end, but make the innocent secure, O righteous God, you who examine inner thoughts and motives. The Exalted God is my shield, the one who delivers the morally upright. God is a just judge. He is angry throughout the day. If a person does not repent, God will wield his sword. He has prepared to shoot his bow. He has prepared deadly weapons to use against him. He gets ready to shoot flaming arrows. See the one who is pregnant with wickedness, who conceives destructive plans and gives birth to harmful lies. He digs a pit and then falls into the hole he has made. He becomes the victim of his own destructive plans, and the violence he intended for others falls on his own head. I will thank the Lord for his justice. I will sing praises to the Lord Most High. Psalm 18, verses 1 through 24. For the music director, by the Lord's servant David, who sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord rescued him from the power of all his enemies, including Saul. He said, I love you, Lord, my source of strength. The Lord is my high ridge, my stronghold, my deliverer. My God is my rocky summit where I take shelter, my shield, the horn that saves me, and my refuge. I called to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I was delivered from my enemies. The waves of death engulfed me. The currents of chaos overwhelmed me. The ropes of Sheol tightened around me. The snares of death trapped me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried out to my God. From his heavenly temple, he heard my voice. He listened to my cry for help. The earth heaved and shook. The roots of the mountains trembled. They heaved because he was angry. Smoke ascended from his nose. Fire devoured as it came from his mouth. He hurled down fiery coals. He made the sky sink as he descended. A thick cloud was under his feet. He mounted a winged angel and flew. He glided on the wings of the wind. He shrouded himself in darkness, in thick rain clouds. From the brightness in front of him came hail and fiery coals. The Lord thundered in the sky. The Most High shouted. He shot his arrows and scattered them, many lightning bolts, and routed them. The depths of the sea were exposed. The inner regions of the world were uncovered. By your battle cry, Lord, by the powerful breath from your nose, he reached down from above and took hold of me. He pulled me from the surging water. He rescued me from my strong enemy, from those who hate me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in my day of calamity, but the Lord helped me. He brought me out into a wide open place. He delivered me because he was pleased with me. The Lord repaid me for my godly deeds. He rewarded my blameless behavior. For I have obeyed the Lord's commands. I have not rebelled against my God, for I am aware of all his regulations, and I do not reject his rules. I was innocent before him and kept myself from sinning. The Lord rewarded me for my godly deeds. He took notice of my blameless behavior. Psalm 61. For the music director to be played on a stringed instrument, written by David. O God, hear my cry for help. Pay attention to my prayer. From the remotest place on earth, I call out to you in despair. Lead me up to a rocky summit where I can be safe. Indeed, you are my shelter, a strong tower that protects me from the enemy. I will be a permanent guest in your home. I will find shelter in the protection of your wings. Selah. For you, O God, hear my vows. You grant me the reward that belongs to your loyal followers. Give the king long life. Make his lifetime span several generations. May he reign forever before God. Decree that your loyal love and faithfulness should protect him. Then I will sing praises to your name continually, as I fulfill vows day after day. Psalm 144 by David. The Lord, my protector, deserves praise, the one who trains my hands for battle and my fingers for war, who loves me and is my stronghold, my refuge and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take shelter, who makes nations submit to me. O Lord, of what importance is the human race, that you should notice them? Of what importance is mankind, that you should be concerned about them? People are like a vapor, their days like a shadow that disappears. O Lord, make the sky sink and come down. Touch the mountains and make them smolder. Hurl lightning bolts and scatter the enemy. Shoot your arrows and rout them. Reach down from above. Grab me and rescue me from the surging water, from the power of foreigners who speak lies and make false promises. O God, I will sing a new song to you, accompanied by a 10-stringed instrument. I will sing praises to you, the one who delivers kings and rescued David his servant from a deadly sword. Grab me and rescue me from the power of foreigners who speak lies and make false promises. Then our sons will be like plants that quickly grow to full size. Our daughters will be like corner pillars carved like those in a palace. Our storehouses will be full, providing all kinds of food. Our sheep will multiply by the thousands and fill our pastures. Our cattle will be weighed down with produce. No one will break through our walls. No one will be taken captive, and there will be no terrified cries in our city squares. How blessed are the people who experience these things. How blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Gracious and righteous and just God, we thank you today. We thank you, O Lord, as we reflect on these scriptures and are reminded indeed that you are a refuge from the storm, that you are indeed our shelter, that you defend us, that you protect us, that you guide us and that you lead us and that you comfort us. And O Lord, we pray today for those who feel under such deep threat, maybe a threat in their own mind, their own thinking, the burdens of depression and anxiety that weigh them down, but maybe threats outside of themselves. As we look at a world that is raging with violence and political polarization and injustice, oh God, wars and rumors of war, oh Lord, people who feel a very real threat today. Those who feel threatened in their very homes, in their very families, in their very communities, O Lord. Those who feel a sense of threat, even amongst the people of God, having endured spiritual or religious abuse. God, we appeal to you today as the God who rescues, the God who is indeed the great deliverer, the God who set his people free, the God who avenges, the God who arises, the God who strikes and scatters the enemies of his people. We pray, O God, that you would do this on behalf of those who are in need listening today. Remind them that they are indeed not alone and that you see them. And not only do you see them in their pain, in their fear, their suffering, their exhaustion, and their confusion. And not only do you see them, you see the wrongdoer. You see every detail. You see every moment, and you note it, O God. And, O Lord, we entrust ourselves to you that you will indeed fight our battles, that you will protect us, that you will guide us, that you will keep us, that you will bring about justice, O God. We know that there is a great justice that is to come, full and complete, the purest and whole manifestation of shalom, O God. But we ask that what is to come can break into this moment right now. Remind us, help us to hold on. a little while longer, bringing peace into this present moment, bringing rescue and even a measure of justice into this present moment now, for your name's sake, and for our good, and for our encouragement, O God. We surrender ourselves to you, and we acknowledge that we are a weak and weary people. And we are looking, O God, for expressions of your justice, your mercy, and your rescue at work today. Today. We pray, O God, that you would give us today our daily bread, for we need you each and every day. And we ask, O God, that today that you would meet us for this particular need of rescue and encouragement and justice. Would you show us that? And where you are already at work, because we don't give you the idea of justice. We don't give you the idea of compassion. You are compassionate and just beyond our understanding, beyond our cognitive comprehension, O God. You are more just and loving and compassionate than we can even fathom. So I ask, O God, that you would open up our spiritual eyes and ears, and that we would see and perceive you at work, that we don't miss the blessing that is happening. For you are good, and your mercy endures forever. And you cannot deny your goodness. And so your goodness is indeed at work, even right now, when we don't recognize it. Help us to be able to discern it. And we give you praise and thanksgiving for it now. Amen and amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.